Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Wildfires are burning up and down California, and two of the largest have sent smoke as far away as Nevada. One of them, near Big Sur along the central coast, has burned 19,000 acres, destroyed 20 homes, and forced some evacuations. And about 300 miles southeast, there's another big wildfire, the Sand Fire in Los Angeles County. It's grown to more than 37,000 acres in rugged terrain since it took off last weekend. Another 18 homes were destroyed there. Last night, though, most of the thousands of people ordered to evacuate were allowed to return home as firefighters got a handle on the fire, but they still have a lot of work ahead of them. Rich Thompson is a fire incident meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He's at base camp for the Sand Fire in Santa Clarita, about 40 miles north of downtown LA. And Rich, tell us, what's it like where you are now?
It's a pretty active base camp because the fire is still very active, still burning pretty significantly. So the incident management team, you know, trying to organize the firefighting efforts and the firefighters themselves going out to the fire line and actually fighting the fire. So very, very busy.
And I mean, what have you seen? Can you feel the heat or evidence of the fire around you?
I can't feel the heat, but you can definitely get a good view of the smoke columns when the fire is really burning well in the afternoon. You can see the smoke very well from base camp.
I see. So how has the weather been since you got to base camp on Saturday?
Well, the weather's been very typical of this area in Southern California for this time of year, mid-July. It's been very hot, very dry. You know, temperature is generally in the 90s. Relative humidity is dropping down to the lower to mid-teens in terms of percentages. And winds has been just your typical winds, you know, very gusty southwest winds in the afternoon hours, 25 to 30 miles an hour. So very typical conditions for midsummer here in the Santa Clarita Valley.
That all sounds like it isn't going to be very helpful to firefighters in their efforts.
Unfortunately, probably not, because the way winds are blowing from the southwest to the northeast, that does help impact the fire in terms of helping fire spread to the east. So they're really focusing on that side of the fire and really paying attention to the wind forecast and getting their opportunities to go in there and actually control the fire.
So you're an incident meteorologist with the National Weather Service. What does an incident meteorologist do in situations like this?
Well, the incident meteorologist program, there's about 80 or 90 of us in the National Weather Service, and we're especially trained to go out to different types of incidents, such as wildfires, maybe hazmat incidents, natural disaster recoveries, things like that, but generally mostly wildfires. So we go out to a wildfire like this when a team is called up to manage a big fire, and we go there as an incident meteorologist to provide any weather support they need, from doing a forecast for their action plans to doing weather briefings, rumor control, all sorts, anything weather related. We're especially trained to assist the firefighting team with the efforts.
Oh, so helping in firefighting plans. That's interesting. So you've been assigned to a few dozen fires over the years. Is the Sand Fire different than what you've seen before?
No, I've seen several fires that have behaved like this particular fire has, you know, where it's had a couple days in a row where it's grown really significantly, you know, like 5,000-10,000 acres. But every fire is different and always presents its challenges for the weather person, such as myself, trying to figure out the local weather patterns and how it's going to impact the fires.
And so what's the outlook for the next couple of days?
For here, the outlook the next couple of days is hot and dry conditions, probably temperatures in the 90s to low 100s. Humidity is dropping down to the teens, maybe even the single digits for percentages, and just continued southwesterly winds in the afternoon hours, probably gusting around 25, 30 miles an hour. So very persistent summertime conditions here for this area.
Well, Rich Thompson is a fire incident meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He's at the base camp for the Sand Fire in Santa Clarita, California. Rich, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Let's take a deeper look now at how prolonged drought conditions are fueling wildfires across the West with Bill Patzert. He's a climatologist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Welcome to Here and Now.
Well, it's a pleasure, Meghna.
Well, you're a climatologist, so I want to talk to you about the conditions that have made these terrible and fast-moving wildfires even more likely in this day and age. I mean, that has to do with the drought that's been going on in much of the United States. But California has been having – this is like, what, the fifth year of extreme drought conditions in California?
Yeah, this is here in Southern California. It's the endless drought. This is the driest five consecutive years we've had in modern record-keeping history. And, of course, the fuel level for these fires has never been higher.
Fuel being all the dead and dried-out trees and brush.
Grass, brush, chaparral. Even in the national forests here in California, there are more than 60 million dead trees just waiting to burn.
So fire season, it feels like it's just year-long now in California. There's never a break from it.
Well, we've been in a sustained drought really for 16 years here in the American West. The last 5 years, very punishing. And so the fire season normally, which was late summer into early winter, now is year-round. Last year, more than 900,000 acres burned in California. So it was unrelenting.
Now, what would it take? I mean, how much rain over what kind of period of time would California need in order to break this cycle?
Well, we would need many, many years of above normal rainfall. And of course, we're in the dry season now, so we can't expect rain here in Southern California, or really most of California, until November or December. And so we're just going to have to tough it out here. Now, what would really be nice if the very dry couple of decades we've had here in the American West, if we got like in the 80s and the 90s, which were relatively wet decades, which would rebuild the forests, the groundwater basins, the great reservoirs, and of course it would make these areas less prone to wildfires.
Bill Patzert is a climatologist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He spoke with us today from Pasadena. Mr. Patzert, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, my pleasure.